Shabbat shalom, everyone. It is now time to start finding your seat for Sabbath services. Shabbat shalom, everyone. I want to serve you as a priest starting very soon. It is an honor and a privilege to please get your pens and paper ready to take notes. I'll now turn it over to the great priest and ask the Abbey.
At this time, it's a privilege and honor to turn it over to the Daughters of Yahweh.
Shalom, everyone. Please pay close attention to this whole service. There's going to be tons of knowledge and understanding that will be coming to you. This can only be achieved from this service at the House of Yahweh. Prophecy, laws of health, and Yematria all added up to one fantastic lesson. And with this, I'd like to turn it over to the first teacher.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. Now, I'm going to be continuing on with the gonorrhea and the STDs that I had finished off with the last time I spoke. And if I could have my first picture, please. And if you could leave the picture on while I read these highlights from this article. What you see from 2013 is the CDC threat report levels. For the first time in its history, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is categorizing drug-resistant superbugs by threat level. And as you see, there are three threat levels. There's a hazard, the hazard level urgent. This includes Clostridium, and if you notice the last one, drug-resistant Neisseria gonorrhea. That is one of the three, the urgent level. The second level is the serious level. Now, this includes the multi-resistant Acinetobacter, Campylobacter, vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, please forgive my pronouncing of these words, drug-resistant Salmonella, and methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. And the third level is concerning, and this includes another Staphylococcus aureus, which is vancomycin-resistant, and erythromycin-resistant Streptococcus group A. Now, all of these microorganisms are bacteria. The CDC does not include viruses in these threat levels. Now, if you remember, the overseer had brought out that they had done a study over several states in the United States where they actually found some of these bacteria floating in the air, not only floating in the air, but living in the atmosphere. And they have done considerable studies since then. So the overseer brought it out, the scientists listened, and they went looking for what he was saying. We women in the House of Yahweh gave us a commission. We are to guard and keep our homes, guard and keep our children, guard and keep our heads. It is up to us to make sure that we understand what is going on out in the world so that we can prepare our homes for Yahweh. Now, if I get my second picture, please. Now, this is the gonorrhea, Neisseria, drug-resistant Neisseria gonorrhea threat level picture that they had posted on their website. Now, gonorrhea has 820,000 cases of gonorrhea reported in the U.S. Now, this is as of 2013. It has increased since then. And to go along with this, it says that 23,000 people die each year from these bacteria that they're trying to cure with antibiotics. Antibiotics do not work on viruses. The overseer brought this all out. Antibiotics don't work on the bacteria either because they hide. And as you can see, I had brought out that in 1944, they said that they could cure gonorrhea in 4 hours with penicillin. 2013, gonorrhea is a level yellow on a threat level similar to the nuclear threat levels that they put out through the Homeland Security. Now, another headline. Now, this is where it gets interesting. In 2011, they actually found out that gonorrhea steals DNA from humans. Do you get that? Here we see you brought this out. That is why our body can't get rid of the gonorrhea, because it sees it as part of our bodies. If we are out there fornicating and committing adultery and bestiality, we are going to acquire these diseases and we will not be able to get rid of them. Now, if I could have my next slide, please. Now, this is Deuteronomy 28:18. Cursed will be the fruit of your body, the produce of your land, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. If you want to know what's going on in the world, please go to the Israel Says program and look, just type in these phrases and see what the overseer brings out. If I could have my last slide, please. The last slide is, I'm going to finish with Psalm 91:7. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Why am I bringing out about these microorganisms and bacteria about the coronavirus? The coronavirus, in February of 2020, they had a breaking scientific discovery. Latest coronavirus research reveals that the virus has a mutated gene similar to HIV and is 1,000 times more potent. The first coronavirus was discovered in 1912. There are several coronaviruses that are circulating the globe right now. Please pay attention to the speakers. Go to the Israel Says program. Go to yahwehsbranch.com to read what the overseer is giving us in order to prepare for what's coming. And with that, I'll turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You can be seated. So as it was prophesied in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, and also in Matthew chapter 3, verse 3, we know that Yochanan the Immerser came preaching, prepare the way of Yahweh, make straight a highway for your father. Now that word highway, as it's used in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, is number 45, 46, and it means causeway, course, highway, path, terrace. And that word course means a route or direction followed. And we have been taught in the house of Yahweh there's only two ways for you to go, either Yahweh's way or Satan's way. It's up to you to choose. In Genesis 2:9, we see that Yahweh allowed for two trees to be there in the garden, the tree of the mixture of righteousness and evil and the tree of righteousness, pure righteousness. And Genesis 3:5 shows us evil like the gods is the tree of the mixture. But Yahweh, we know Yahweh is not a mixture. Yahweh is pure. And as 1 Yochanan chapter 1, verse 5 through 6 says, if you can turn there, 1 Yochanan. First Yochanan chapter 1, verse 5. It's 5 and 6. It says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you, that Yahweh is light, and in him is no darkness. See? And then that darkness is explained there, evil. He's not evil like the gods. He does not have that mixture. He does not have falsehood or deception at all. And verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him but walk in darkness, which is evil, falsehood, deception, we lie and do not practice the truth. So we see that Yahweh is pure. Deuteronomy 30 verse 15, Yahweh gives us options to choose from, and 19 he tells us to choose. But with this But before he even gave us this option, he explained the curses and the blessings in Deuteronomy 28. And then Deuteronomy 30, if you turn there, chapter 30, it says from verse 1, when all these things come upon you, the blessings and the curses I have set in front of you, wherever Yahweh your father disperses you among the nations, then you will recall these things, recall the blessings and the curses. And Yahweh, and when you and your children have returned to Yahweh, meaning they had gone astray, when you return back through repentance to your father and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, just as I have commanded you this day, then Yahweh will bring you back from captivity. And we know that captivity, when you practice sin, you become you are captive to sin. And we know that the soul that sins will die, as Yekezke 18:20 says. Now, Yahweh wants, in these last days, Yahweh has a job for all of us. And that job is for us to send the messenger, just as Yekezke did, to prepare the people to do the work of Yahweh. We have the work of sending out Yahweh's message to all the world in these last days. And Yahweh is looking for teachers who are willing to be submissive to him and follow and be governed by him. And teachers who are like Abraham, teachers who like Abraham are justified through obedience. And that means proven to be righteous through obedience. In the Mark of the Beast, Volume 2, it tells us that our own righteousness is as filthy rags. We don't need to go about thinking on our own self how to practice righteousness. We need to come to the house of Yahweh to learn this. Because when we go by ourselves, our own righteousness is as filthy rags. But it says also here that the very same, what then makes one righteous in the eyes of Yahweh, as Noah proved to be. The very same thing that made Noah righteous in Yahweh's sight is the same thing that makes a man righteous to Yahweh or a woman righteous to Yahweh. Obedience to the law, to Yahweh's laws, makes one righteous in Yahweh's sight. So we see obedience is what will make us righteous. For my first year, I have prepared a way. Prepare the way of Yahweh, make straight a highway for your father. 642 means a girding or of the ephod, hence generally a plating of metal. Ephod, ornament, and we know that's the priestly garment, like the high priest wear, Yeshua Messiah. 3852 is the other number. It's a mandate, a charge, command. And that's the command that we have in this last day, to go out and take Yahweh's message to all the world, all of us, in whichever way we participate in, we're doing that. 5924, in Hebrew, it means above, over. From 5922, 5921, and 5920, to top, specifically the highest. That is Yahweh, high most, Yahweh, high most high. Yahweh is the one who is giving us this mandate, this charge, this command to go out and do this. So remember, the repentance is the only way to salvation, and it's our obedience that will prove ourselves to Yahweh, just like Noah and Abraham. With this, I'll turn to the next teacher. If you all can stand.
Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. So we know last time our great overseer spoke, and we can be turning actually over to Revelation 22. Last time our great overseer spoke, he told us that during this trial, enough people in the house of Yahweh were found acceptable, and the heavens voted for us to fulfill the jobs that Yahweh wants us to accomplish. So remember what Yahshua said in Revelation 22, verse 12. I know this is a very well-known scripture. He says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work will be." And you notice that word work, verse 14, "Blessed are those who keep his laws." And you see they have right to the tree of life. And then you see verse 16, "I, Yahshua, have sent my malach," or my messenger. So you notice some of those same things said in Revelation chapter 3, where it's speaking to the last days house of Yahweh at Abel. Verse 7, this is Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7. He says, "And to the malach of the congregation of the house of Yahweh in Philadelphia," or at Abel. Verse 8, "Behold, I know your works. I've set before you an open door." And if you look at verse 11, that's what we're going to be talking about. Behold, I come quickly. There he says it again. Hold fast that which you have, and let no man take your crown. That crown can mean reward or the things that we've worked for. Verse 12, he who overcomes, and you see the promise there that Yahweh gives, I'll make him a pillar and enter into that city that he spoke of in chapter 22. So the words hold fast, what do we have to hold fast to in these last days? Well, if you break those words down and you look at the Hebrew hold, it's from 2902, from 2904, and it means to use strength, to retain, to be strong, to prevail, keep, or obtain. And we know the strength is Yahweh's laws and his prophecies that he's poured out in these last days. And fast is 2722 from 2596 and 2192. But 2722 in the Greek, it means possess or stay. And 2192 is very interesting. It means to hold abilities or possessions. And it means that one has the means to accomplish a task. So in these last days, Yahweh is giving us all the means to accomplish the tasks or the prophecies that he set out for us to accomplish. For example, we have book one and book two, the book of Yahweh at this time, which is our foundation. We have Yahshua, who's our great high priest, and the promises that he tells us to hang on to. We have the chosen branch and the golden oil that he pours out in these last days. So with all that, we're told to hold fast to Yahweh and to his laws, and to let go of the evil, the sin, the unrighteousness, the unrighteous thoughts, fellowship with the world. Those are things that we don't want to hold on to. So we know positive law number 6 is actually hold fast to Yahweh. And it's in Deuteronomy 10 verse 20. And we see there he says in Deuteronomy 10 verse 20. If you notice verse 12, and now Israel, what does Yahweh your father require of you but to reverence Yahweh your father by keeping, by walking in all his ways, by loving him, by serving him. Let's skip down to verse 20. You shall revere Yahweh your father and hold fast to him. So we know that Yahweh, in those words, hold fast, he shows us that he gives us the means to accomplish what he set out for us to do these last days. He gave us the means to accomplish Matthew 24:14 of reaching all the world with a message, and he will give us the means to accomplish everything else that he set out for us to do. Another example is Genesis 1:26. I'll give mankind rulership over all the works of my hands. And the rulership is part of what we're receiving right now, that use of our subconscious mind. And there is someone out there, chapter 2, we don't have time to go into it now, but this is also spoken of in the Mark of the Beast, part 2, chapter 13. Pastor explains to us that Yahweh has a lot more for his people, a lot more promises than just eternal life. Eternal life is just like one of the things, but much more is promised to us in these last days. The authority that Yahweh wants to give us, and he's starting to give it to us now. And we have some numbers to back it up. Can we get our Yematria? We have the first one. Remember, offering from the last Abel is accepted. That's what Pastor told us. Enough of us were found acceptable, 322. What we're gonna see here mainly is Pastor's tag numbers. The next one, enough worthy, enough workers, and enough written, 1074. Can we get the next one? Enough acceptable, enough are tagged, enough house. Remember, Pastor said no one else can come to the house at this time. 828, enough made suitable, 777, 13 years in the making. Remember, our mind is like a giant computer, 322, Pastor's tag. He's the one who taught us everything about the mind. We can have the greatest potential, 322. Can we get the next one? Use of subconscious powers. We have their pastor's tag number, 322. And the last one, Yahweh is incredible. That word means he has power over all the gods. The righteous, the incredible ones that Pastor wrote about in this book, 322 and 1074. And now if you call, please stand, I'm going to turn over to the next speaker.
Shabbat Shalom, honorable saints in the house of Yahweh. Please take your seat. Let's turn over to Revelation 1, verse 3. And there it's written, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keeps these things which are written in it. for the time is at hand. And we know in Revelation 11:1, it says, "And there was given me a reed for writing, a pen, so that I could testify that they have rejected righteous judgment, and they have walked in crooked ways. And the Malak stood saying, 'Rise, for the judgment against they who worship at the temple of their gods and its altar and its confines is at hand,'" just like it says in Revelation 1:3. Now, Revelation 1:3 has the word, "Blessed is he who reads." So who reads? I was asked to put in the Yematria, "Blessed is he who reads." And it really didn't come out to anything. And I thought, well, I can read, and you can read, and 4,199 religions can read. But they can also lead everyone into destruction, for their reading leads to their lies. So I thought, I need to know what that word "read" means. So I went to the Strong's, and it's the number 314. It means to know again, to acknowledge unto the end, a message to the world written by the apostles, reading of the scriptures. And let's look at our first Yematria. Well, it's not a Yematria, just our first thing up here. And it shows you, it gave this scripture, Acts 8:28. Now, isn't that interesting that that is the pastor Israel Hawkins' birth date, 8:28, in referencing the one who reads? Now, the apostles only had certain things to read. They didn't have Matithia through Revelation because that's what they wrote. So they only could read Genesis through Malachia. So I'm sure they understood in Isaiah 8:20, if you want to turn there, Isaiah 8:20, where it says, "To the law and to the prophecy, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." So they knew they had to speak according to the law and the prophecy. And I'm sure they read Amosha 3, verse 7, which states, most assuredly, like you can stand firm on what's going to be said next because it's most assured, Father Yahweh will have no work other than the work that he has prophesied in advance by his servants, the prophets. So the apostles knew this, and they believed this. And so they knew also that in Isaiah chapter 44, if you want to turn there, Isaiah 44 verse 7, they knew that Yahweh said that there would be two witnesses coming. And he said in Isaiah 44 verse 7 that this reading and this foretelling would be given to someone. It says here, "And who as I will foretell and set it in order for me? Since I appointed the ancient people, and the things which are coming and will come, let them foretell them." The witnesses are going to foretell this. So I went to, the number in the Greek goes to 314, goes to 303 and 1097. That word 303 says a penny, a piece, and we know that's our 1 cent. And in 1097, it says, "to know and to understand completely." And it gave a scripture, 1 Corinthians 8:3. It says, "But if any man loves Yahweh, this is one known by him." So we can't just lean upon our own understanding to know what love is. The scripture gives us a definition of what love is. In 2 Yochanan, verse 6, it says, and this is the apostles' writing. Remember, they only could read from Genesis through Malachia. So this is what they wrote when they read that. They wrote, "And this is the love, this is love, that we walk after his laws. Those are the laws that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in them." And so where did they read that? Let's turn over to Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 6. "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our Father, Yahweh is one, and you must love." And we know in the house of Yahweh, we're calling that love Ahab. "We must Ahab Yahweh your Father with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these laws which I command you this day must be in your heart that you would be willing to do them. To understand completely, they also knew that in Urimia there would be a time when you would understand things completely. In Urimia 23, verse 20, it says at the ending of that scripture, in the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. So all these things the apostles knew, and they wrote down and confirmed them for us in these last days. Now that Greek 1097, it says, see 1987. What occurred in 1987? What did Yahweh bless the house of Yahweh with? The book of Yahweh. And that's where we get our understanding from, out of the book of Yahweh, taught by the one who was told to foretell these events in these last days. The last days anointed witness, Israel Abel Hawkins. And 1987 says, to put the mind upon, what are we supposed to put our mind upon, 1987? The words that are written in the book of Yahweh for us. It says, to know and to understand. And it comes from 2476, means to stand, establish, appoint, choose by lots. So let's look at this gematria, please. It says, Yahweh chose Yisrael by lots. And you see that number, 3140, 1932, and 322, his tag number. But look and remember that that word reed was the number 314, and you see that in the 3140. Is Yahweh not hinting that you know who this is, that is to read, that understands and knows how to tell us how to conduct ourselves in the great house of Yahweh? Not only that, that number 3140 in the Greek means to be a witness, to testify. I, Yeshua, have sent my Malak to testify to you these things in the congregation of the house of Yahweh. It goes to 3144, meaning a witness, a witness. Remember Isaiah 44, verse 7, to foretell. Revelation 11, 3, who will foretell these things? And in Hebrew, that 3140 means to teach. So the overseer is the one who has all knowledge and understanding to teach and to foretell these things that are coming. Now let's go to our next gematria, and it's Acts 8:28. Remember, that was in that first definition of the word read. And I wrote out the whole scripture there. And as he was returning, he sat in his chariot reading the prophet Isaiah. Now look at those three, those numbers there. 3443 goes to the name Yeshua, our mighty, honorable high priest. Yeshua doesn't work alone, you know that. He's been commissioned to behold the branch, the man whose name is the branch in Zechariah 6, verse 12. And that's where the number 659 comes in the Greek means to appoint and to ordain. And we saw that it is the overseer who is appointed in these last days. Now that number 3954 tells what these are going to do, what Yeshua and the overseer, the last days anointed witness, are going to do. It says after crop, to gather the after crop. And that 8056 means to rejoice at the Feast of Tabernacles, where the ingathering is to take place. So get ready for a great feast. And that's where we'll all say together, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Let us stand for our next great teacher, one who truly stands upon everything that is written in the laws and the prophecies.
Please be seated. The title of my speech today is, It's Here. It's Here. What's here? What is here? Well, what's here is the tests, the trials, the persecution. It's really ramping up now, wouldn't you say? You agree? Who remembers our great teacher telling us that we would be begging for the kingdom in this time period? Show of hands. Are we begging yet? This is the end time. Now, when I get stressed out, and this has been a stressful week, it's been a stressful month, it's actually been a stressful year to be in the house of Yahweh because of the overcoming and the tests and the trials and the persecution. So when I get stressed out, I clean. I get a garbage bag, and I like to think that I don't keep a dirty house. I like to think I keep a clean house. But how many of you ladies out there, when you go to really clean, like let's say your kitchen ends up in your living room, and then you're really cleaning and you're like, where did all this stuff come from, right? Or you're cleaning your bedroom and it ends up on your couch and you've got like this big tower of stuff, right? And then you really clean, you get it all wiped out, you wipe down all your stuff, and I always have a pile. I have the gotta get rid of and the things I need to keep. And that's hard, right? It's kind of hard to decide. You know, I might need that lesson plan that the House of Yahweh gave me 16 years ago in case we make a book out of it one day. They haven't made a book out of it. I could probably get rid of that now, right? Prophetic word. I cut it all up and glued little pieces in my scriptures. So I'm holding up a prophetic word that's half cut up. It looks like, I don't know, cheesecloth. Do I keep it or do I get rid of it? Sometimes these decisions are hard, right? Well, it's time that we start cleaning our minds. It's time that we start getting rid of the clutter. So that's what I want to talk about today. Because in order for us to fit the really great stuff in, and I'm telling you, ladies, when I finally get my house put back together and everything's clean and wiped down, I don't know about you, but I like to take pictures of it on my phone. Because I know it might not be like that tomorrow. And it's just nice to see it when it's in that shape, right? Well, imagine how Father Yahweh feels when our minds are clean. Imagine how he feels when we've gotten rid of something that we've been holding on to for a very long time. We want Yahweh to want to take pictures of our minds, right? Because then he can fill it with so much more. True? Okay, so I wanted to read to you out of the first book of Israel, chapter 24, verse 80. The first book of Israel, chapter 24, verse 80, and it says, this word, contiguity, and Pastor's talking about a word here, it means nearness or contact. I want to bring this up because when you work together, now this is people that work together in the work, when you work together, you get things from each other. This is so important because it fits into the Ahab that Yahshua said that they are going to know that you're my disciples because you Ahab me, and we Ahab each other. He would ask them, do you Ahab me? And he was speaking about the 613 laws. In this condition that Yahshua was in, his mind was guarded, clean, right? He was prepared to blow the trumpet. Yahweh prepared him in a way. Yahshua had to hold his own mind in a certain way. Yahweh wasn't holding it. Yahweh didn't do that for Yahshua. Yahweh knew that what Yahshua would do from what he had been taught. What have we been taught? His environment, what has our environment been? And notice the trumpeter must have this as well, okay? Now I want you to start noticing some of the connections that you have with your fellow workers in the house of Yahweh. And I've noticed it becoming stronger where you go to ask for something and it's already done. You go to talk to them about something and they can finish your sentences. Things are just working out a lot different now, especially since we've been cleaning out our minds and getting the clutter out. Now, I don't think that we should expect any of our coworkers to read our minds. And, you know, in the past, I used to think that they should. No, it doesn't work that way. We have to learn to make a connection with them, and that's a lot by humility and actually getting to know one another on a work level and on a law level, okay? I want to read to you the 14th book of Israel, part 1, chapter 22, verse 98. This is the 14th book, and it says, the only thing at that time, the subconscious mind then, spirit holy will started to working because it doesn't work on blood. That is, it doesn't get it back to you on blood. But spirit holy will take the subconscious mind, and it will be combined with the conscious mind. It's going to be combined here, and they will work together as a team. Like a man and a woman work together as a team. So you can liken this to husband and wife, but remember, as we've learned recently, you don't have to be married to be able to have that connection in the work with man, woman, because we do connect in this work in that way, right? So remember that. Now, I want you to start noticing when problems arise. You're going to start having solutions to the problems come into your mind now. And it might come, maybe you get one solution and then you get another one and another one. Possibilities for you to choose from, because you have to choose. This is all coming from the subconscious mind, and these things are coming from Yahweh. And the closer that we get to Yahweh, the more we're going to see these things start going on. So I want you to be really in tune with what's coming into your mind. And remember, if you need to get rid of it quickly. And when you're choosing, make sure you're choosing something that you need to keep. The cheesecloth things, the lesson plan from 16 years ago, not necessary to keep. But the things that you know you need to keep and hold on to them like a bulldog, right? Okay. Now, in the first book of Israel again, chapter 24, verse 87, it says this contiguity is kind of a relationship, and it's a condition that actually conditions the mind to receiving. I'm almost afraid to say that because you're going to think that I'm a puppet on a string, but I'm not, and this is Pastor. Yahweh shows it is you who has to decide. Remember, we just covered that. He can give you the information and the understanding if you're willing to study. At the same time, if you're not willing to study, that's where it ends. I underline that for a reason. If you're not willing to obey, that's where it ends. Underline that for a reason. If you're not willing to turn from sin, that stops it right there. I underline that for a reason. Now, it cuts it off. It's like flipping a switch off on your television set. Now, I know y'all know how to do that. You can't even tell me you have not had your hands on the switch of a television before, right? When we sin, when we disobey, all of these things mentioned and underlined here, we shut it off. The only way that you can turn that switch back on is Acts 3:19. You have to repent, confess, get back in touch with the satellite system that's sending you the signal. Does anybody know what that is? That's Yahweh. Yahweh is sending that signal to us through the receiver, our great overseer, Israel Hawkins. Now, I wanted to read from the third book of Israel, chapter 17, verse 55 here. And it says, all of this is going on in the subconscious mind, which is taking it to the conscious mind, where there's a certain contact coming from Malachim. Your mind is being worked with all the time if you are in contact with Yahweh. Through the subconscious mind to the conscious mind, which shows you the right way. Whether you follow it or not, it will still bring it into your mind what you should be doing, right? So we have no excuses, right? Well, you know, have you ever found yourself in a situation and you know you should not be there? Show of hands, be honest. We've all been there. When we know we should not be there, that is that working with our subconscious mind that is telling us, get out of there, you are not supposed to be doing that. Don't say that. And even after you've done or said something, how many of you have had that feeling, oh, I shouldn't have said that? Okay, so now we want to be in tune with it because it's coming. It's there before we make the mistake. We're just not really thinking. We're not really being in tune. So the first book of Israel, chapter 25, verse 55, it says, he could show this to his disciples, and he said, cast your net to the other side of the boat. We all know this story, right? Cast your net to the other side of the boat. If you think about that, he had to make those fish gather there. So Yeshua had the power to make those fish gather there. He made one fish go and get a coin. He made one fish go and get that coin. And then get ready to get on a hook of the disciple. Okay, so that fish was guided to do a certain thing. All of this was done without him ever leaving the bank. So Yeshua wasn't even like right there. Now I want you to get this point. He didn't go out there and get that fish and put it on there. The fish did exactly, and the disciple caught the fish, got the coin out of his mouth, and he paid his taxes. This is the one point I want you to get, because this is how in unity that we need to be with our connection to Yahweh, which is our pastor. If he had not paid his taxes, so if he had not paid his tithe, if he had not kept the laws, if he had not done the things that he was supposed to do, that, not Yeshua, that's the disciple. he probably wouldn't have caught the fish. He would not have been in contact with Yeshua. Now, sisters, as I leave you today, let's clean our minds, get rid of what needs to be gotten rid of, and get that connection with our connection so that we can receive the great gifts and the offices and the forever that Yahweh has waiting for us. Praise Yahweh. And if you'll all please stand, I have the great opportunity to turn it over to the great priest in Yahweh's house. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. We all want to be in contact with Yahweh, right? We want to clean our minds up and get ready with Yahweh and to stir up our pure minds of remembrance. Our next speaker is great Deacon Michael Austin.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. We got a lot to cover today. We're going to continue with the court hearing. And there's one thing I wanted that has occurred, and Pastor wanted me to share it with you, is after the two-day court fast, I had this massive headache. And I remember on my break, I'll sit out on the rock wall and I'll sit in the sun. And I just started talking to the microbes. And I told them that, you know, we love them and we want to guard and keep them. We want to help them. But I asked them if they would please help me with my headache. So I didn't think anything about it, and I kind of went back upstairs to continue working. And I noticed about a half hour later that I had no headache. And when I get headaches, I get these sinus headaches that they work down into my, you know, your joints hurt and you're miserable. And then I noticed that night, because usually when the headache goes away, I still have joint pain for another day or so. There was nothing. I could shake my head. There was nothing. And yes, praise Yahweh. And Pastor said, he said, that's exactly right. For in order for a fish to come to you, you're calling the microbes in the fish. Okay? So talk to the microbes. Let them know you love them and we're going to care for them. And watch what occurs. Because they're listening now. Because we've passed our court date. And I thought, you know, and Pastor was very joyous to hear it. And he said, yes, they're going to start listening to us now. So with that, we're going to continue with the court date. I encourage you to look at Mark of the Beast, Volume 2, on page 300, because it goes to the great white throne of judgment, And a brother pointed this out to me, a great deacon in Yahweh's house this morning, and I didn't even think about it, but it's a great chapter that goes kind of along with what we've been going through. And also, the men's Lamuja, or law class last night, we went through chapter 27 of the book of Yisrael. I believe it's the eighth book of Yisrael, and it goes through all the persecution, and it's almost like going along with what's taking place right now. So with that, just a quick reminder of last time I spoke, Heaven's Court, and you remember there were three sections, clusters. Cluster one was careless, blameless accusations against Yisrael using forensic evidence in an attempt to accuse him of dishonesty in order to bring harm to his reputation as God's due. And then cluster two said, Yahshua with Yahweh, shows Yahweh was there, brings forth contradicting evidence to Hillel's corrupt and misappropriate appeal, which leads to its dismissal. Then cluster three said, repentance and reconciliation are valid. The house of Yahweh's sins, guilt, sinfulness, and misdeeds are cleared. Finish, case closed, great rejoicing in heaven. So this next one is called House of Yahweh, Innocent. So what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to put up the code. And this is so, just for a moment, so everybody can out there in TV land can get a nice screenshot for your notes and for your studies with the sermons from Pastor and the sons and daughters of Yisrael, sons and daughters of Yahweh. Okay, there's that. Now, this is the sheet that I read off of that shows you which each number is. So you can get, I think I can get that all in. Yeah, there it is. So that way you can get a screenshot of that, and you'll have that for your notes. Okay? So let's get into this. Now, the next one that's coming, if Yahweh permits, is Hillel's appeal. And all of them have the same stuff in them. The same information comes out. Now, this one is called House of Yahweh, innocent. Okay? Let me grab this. Okay, one thing I want to point out is remember Psalm 110, that we will have proven ourselves fit and righteous before Yahweh goes forth in power. Now, the word proven is to demonstrate by evidence or argument to be true or existing. So let's get into this, okay? Now, this is encoded in Yekechka 26. And for your notes, I highly encourage you to go look at that scripture, Yekechka 20, verse 6. Now, right how we, here we have the main, which is House of Yahweh, innocent, okay? House of Yahweh, innocent. Okay, so the first thing, of course, is right here, and it's the year 2019 to 2020, which is when it took place. And of course, here crossing it, we have the seventh Roman month, and I won't say the God's name, but it was seventh Roman month right there. Now, this one came up twice, and so I thought I'd put it in there both times because it's a second witness. Acceptable. Acceptable. Okay, and that's the house of Yahweh. Acceptable. The number five right here, which leads to the number three, which is the seventh Roman month and house of Yahweh innocent, is the word absolve, and that means absolve. It means to declare free from blame, guilt, responsibility, or sin. All right? Then right here, number six, we have acquittal. And of course, acquittal means judgment of not guilty regarding charges brought forth. Okay? Then right here, I had the wrong one. Oh, okay, I see number three was right here. Okay, this is number seven. And this is laws of Yahweh. And we were judged innocent through the laws of Yahweh. Here we have Yisrael. Yisrael. Number eight, okay. Then number nine, faithful, which crosses house of Yahweh, innocent. Faithful, and that word also means loyal and just, okay. Now number 10, I forgot to put in there, but it was priest and priesthood. Number 10, that did come up. Then right here we have celebration, and 2 days. 2 days. Celebration, 2 days. Okay, then 13, which is right here. 13 is court, as in a court hearing. And of course, that connects to the house of Yahweh innocent. Okay, and it also crosses absolve. Okay, so that's court or court hearing. Over here, we have indictment. The indictment that was brought forth, okay? Here we have release, discharge, dismiss, okay? And 14 connects to 16, which connects to 15. So 16 would be, and 16, 17, and 18, all, is that right? 16, 17, and 18. This is very interesting. Reason, explanation, the proof, evidence, progress, growth. Now let me explain that for a minute. These are all connected together. Reason, explanation, proof, evidence, progress, growth. Now think about that for a minute. When you look at the house of Yahweh in the 60s with the two witnesses starting the radio program and the work they started, or eight people in a living room that started the first services of the house of Yahweh, then you look at the house of Yahweh today and what it's grown into, we're talking international. We're talking services. We're talking dozens and dozens of books. We're talking websites. We're talking an international newscast with the sermons that go out. We're talking great teachers, Skype classes. We're known all around the world. So when you look at the house of Yahweh and what it's become, the evidence presented by Yahshua and Yahweh was, look what they were, look what they are, and they will certainly complete and win this race. Okay? Now there's one, that's the evidence they brought forth. Look what they were and look what they are. They are going to win this race, and nothing's going to stop us. Nothing's going to stop this work. Now quickly, one last thing that came up was right here, 19, 20, and 21. Now, exactly three days after our court date, 19, 20, and 21 is Oslo, 1 hour, burning, okay? The two-day court date ended on 7-5, 2020. 3 days later exactly, 7-8, 2020, Mahmoud Abbas contacted Russian leader Vladimir Putin and informed him that the Palestinian Authority was ready to negotiate with the Israeli government to revive the 7-year peace plan. Okay? Now remember, he wouldn't even talk to anybody about it. Then 3 days after we were judged innocent, he does a 180, and the peace plan is moving forward now. Okay? Now, some other words that were found were overturn, as in overturn a court case, finishing, fame, greatness, and rejoicing. Now, for your notes, if you remember in Nehemiah 6, they were building the house of Yahweh at the time, and they were moving along, and it was coming forth by leaps and bounds, but there were enemies trying to stop it. And remember, Nehemiah said that they were just trying to undermine the work that was going on and discourage the workers. And Nehemiah said, "Therefore, Yahweh, strengthen our determination to do this work, to finish this job. We can do this, right? Right? We can do this. Nothing's going to stop us at all. Nothing will stop the great house of Yahweh, the great sons and daughters of Yahweh. We're going to complete this race. We're going to win it. And there's great rejoicing in heaven going on right now." So if you'll all please stand. Yahweh bless you with a yabulous Sabbath. And at this time, I have the honor to turn it back over to the great priest, a great Kohan in Yahweh's house, the great Kohan, Michael Hawkins.
We know the house of Yahweh is innocent, right? Praise Yahweh. But you know, there's a lot of things that are hidden, a lot of things that are twisted out there. So now to help us see some of that untwisting and unhiding, we get to hear from great Kohan Benjamin Cross Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom. Yahweh's peace be with everyone. You can be seated. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and get right going here. This is part two of last sermon from last time, 40 years in the wilderness, 1980 to 2020, part two called Hidden to Restore. Hidden to Restore, okay? Let's go ahead and go to the first slide. I'm going to be going pretty rapidly, but you remember I showed a few weeks ago this lightning strike on the Washington Monument on 6-4-2020, and I showed that what's called the Pyramidion, or the Stone of Benben is what they call them on these obelisks in Egypt, has the number 1934 written on it. Wow. Because that's when this obelisk was repaired, when the Washington Monument was repaired. And you see that number prominently there. Now, these Stone of Benben, or Benben stones, they're known as the Stone of Creation. Stone of Creation, okay? And let's go ahead and go to the next slide, because what this lightning strike is pointing to is the Stone of Creation, 1074. And if you notice, the other number, 629, is Yochanan 629, and we need to believe into the one sent. This is what this sign is showing us. Believe into the one sent. In fact, if you go to Genesis 1:1 and just enter it just the way it is in the book of Yahweh, where it says, "In the beginning, Yahweh," and then it has YHWH in parentheses, "created." And you get the number 1962. What a coincidence, right? Wow. Let's go to the next slide, because what occurred a few days later here, just this last week, is the Statue of Liberty was hit by lightning. Now, what was that all about? Because it didn't hit the statue itself. It hit the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty on July, or it says 7/22/2020 at 6:03 p.m. We know 6:03 out here with the Ten Commandments, FM 603. Okay, now, it was on Abraham 1 and 7:22, and again, we see 1962, which was the beginning of the opposing of Babylon by the two witnesses in Eastland, Texas. Let's go to the next slide. Let's look at what's written on the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. It says, cornerstone of the Statue of Liberty pedestal laid 8/5/1884. Okay, let's just focus on that for right now. This ties into the restoration of the House of Yahweh in 1980, and I'll show you how. Genesis 4:26 says, it was then that the name of Yahweh began to be invoked again. That scripture was written in 3769 BY. When you add 1980 to that 3769, you get 5749 years. Okay? Now, 8/5/84 was when that cornerstone was laid. 8/5/84 means testimony. And notice, it's from 5749, the exact number of years from when that scripture was written to 1980. And it means to return, to repeat, to do again, to invoke, the same word used in Genesis there, 4:26, to restore, to bear witness, to testify, to give a warning. Give a warning. Warning about what? Let's find out. Let's go to the next slide. So the cornerstone, if you just put in 8/5/1884, it comes out 1788, and it means to spring, to sprout, to grow green, to bring forth. These meanings are in 1980, the number 1980, if you look it up in Strong's. And the second number, 1893, just pinpoints it right on target. Abel. Okay, Abel. Well, where else, right? This is the real cornerstone of liberty here. All right, let's go to the next slide, because let's look at the second part of what's written on that pedestal. It says, rededicated as cornerstone of the American Museum of Immigration on 10/28/1962? Really? Wow. So, cornerstone rededicated on 10/28/1962. 1028 means House of the Height. House of the Height is 1074 in Yematria. And 179 is from 56, meaning able to mourn. 1074, don't forget, is the license tag of the great witness Israel Hawkins, Yahweh's last day's witness that was issued in 2016, one of his tags. Let's go to the next slide. So the lettering of Lady Liberty, it says the inscription on the cornerstone of the pedestal was not added until 1962. There was nothing written on it until 1962 when it was rededicated by the American Museum of Immigration. And we'll get into that immigration at another time, because you'll see how it all ties into this work that you're sitting in right here or tuned into. That first number, when you put in 1962, the beginning of the opposing of Babylon by the two witnesses in Eastland, Texas, and then you put exactly what's written in the lettering of Lady Liberty about the inscription, you get the number 2064, which means to bestow upon or endow with. 2064 in Greek means to come, light. Remember, the Statue of Liberty is a lamp. It's a light to the travelers that are incoming from all over the world. It means to come from one place into another, you know, to immigrate, right? It means arrival, be set, be established, find place or influence, grow, okay? It also, there's double meaning here, because it also means fall. Because it's talking, there's two systems that are running a race. One of them's fixing to fall, and the other one is going to spread out throughout this whole earth. Okay? As you see in the next number, 1238. Now notice, you get 1238 double. Double 1238. Remember the rule here. Yahweh's trying to show us something very important. 1238, if you remember, it means to spread out as a fruitful vine. But it also means to depopulate, to make void, okay? Because remember, there's two systems running for this crown, okay? The corona. 1238 in Greek means crown, a crown, okay? Now, it ties into that crown, that seven-pointed crown on the Statue of Liberty. I'm not going to get into it today, but we'll get into it another time, Yahweh willing. okay? But this crown, there's two races for a crown taking place, okay? And remember about the 1238 and depopulate. Ties into those comets that we talked about all along this year. Let's go to the next slide. 1962, if you remember, there was a radio program, Two Witnesses. A radio program, Two Witnesses, 1962. Wow. You know, 327 means royal, and that ties into Melchizedek. Remember, he was a royal priest? And that's what our pastor is. He's Melchizedek, the modern-day Melchizedek. 1962, remember the beginning of the opposing of Babylon. And that third number, 2832, pastor was 28 years old in 1962 when he began preaching in Eastland. The number 28 is one of Yisrael Hawkins' lot numbers. 28 in Hebrew means father of knowledge. And 32 in Strong's Greek means a messenger, an envoy, one who is sent. Well, the one sent, a pastor. From 71 to lead, bring, and carry, which carries all the meanings of the word Abel or Abilene. And from 34, pastor was born in 34, and it means a flock. Now, how can you not look at that and just go, wow, Yahweh, how'd you do that? Right? Remember, he was flying on that American eagle, him and some great Kohans. Let's go to the next slide. Let's seal the deal here, because here's a quote from pastor. I can't believe I didn't put where I found this. You'll have to forgive me. It was late at night, I guess, or something. But here's the quote. You can look it up yourself. Now, as weak as we are, Yahweh prophesied this. There was no way we could reach the whole earth. I told Jacob that when we were on XCG. He's talking about a shortwave station. This was a shortwave station. He said we were fulfilling that prophecy, and I said, no, we're not fulfilling that prophecy. We weren't even reaching 10%. I doubted if we were even reaching 1% of the people. I said then that something bigger than that was going to have to take place. But I do remember us talking about that, and we were on XEG and then a station down at Eastland. We got more out of that station at Eastland than we did on XEG. But there were some listeners that came. There were some from Germany who were actually converted. You never know where your bread's going to float when you cast it into the ocean. Now, you put in that. Now, by the way, look at that map right there of Eastland. Look at the highway running through it. 80. Remember, they're on the highway to 80 when they're going to restore the house of Yahweh, right? Running right through Eastland. Okay, now, so let's look at 6030, which you get from that quote. It means to cry, witness, to testify, to answer, to respond as a witness, respond, speak, answer or reply to a previous question. Now, wasn't that the question and answer show? Let's go to the next slide and let's look at this. An XCG shortwave radio station, 1962 again. And then 2821, which means a calling, to call, summon, invitation. Used always as a divine call, or as we know it, means Yahweh's calling. Used of Yahweh inviting all people to receive his gift of salvation with all of his blessings that go with it. That's what they were doing in 1962. Okay, now, remember, blessings only come from where? The house of Yahweh. Now look at shortwave. Put in shortwave and you get 1934. Shortwave was made for this man. That's why we saw him on the wave, remember? We saw him on the wave. No, he wasn't surfing, you know, he doesn't do that, but he rides the tide, man. That man right there is the smoothest. I mean, nothing phases him, okay? All right, so 1934 was when pastor was born. Let's go to the next slide. Now, these two witnesses, they're known as the two olive trees. Can we put the slide up? The two olive trees, two lamps in Revelation. Notice, the first number 340 means to renew, to restore, to bring back. The second number 2040 in Hebrew means to pull down and tear down. We're going to see in a minute what that means because it's pulling down these strongholds that we're going to be learning about probably next time. And then the 2040 in the Greek means a workman, a teacher, a work that he's doing. And 3478, that third number means Yisrael. I mean, how much plainer can you get? Now, when you add up all those numbers, here's an amazing coincidence. You get 5858, which means stone. Stone. Now get this, 5858 in the Hebrew is the word, notice the phonetic spelling, it's pronounced Abel. It's pronounced Abel. Remember the stone, the great stone, the rock at Abel, right? Now, it comes from a word called obal. It's used only one time in all of Scripture in Genesis 10:28. The same number written on that pedestal, 10:28:62. What a coincidence, right? 58 years from 1962 to 2020. 58, right? Yahweh's saying, hey, look here. Let's go to the next slide. Now, remember those strongholds I told you about? In 1 Corinthians 4:10-4 and 5, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in Yahweh for pulling down strongholds, demolishing arguments, and destroying every high thing that exalts itself against the one who is Yahweh. Notice, put in, is mighty in Yahweh, pulling down strongholds, demolishing arguments, and destroying every high thing that exalts itself against the one who is Yahweh, and you get 1074. Wow. What a coincidence. Let's go to the next slide. When you put in all those meanings that I just gave about renewing and restoring a teacher, a laborer, Yisrael, and stone, it comes out to 1967 when Pastor came to Abilene. The House of Yahweh established, page 21. Wow, another amazing coincidence. Let's go to the next slide. Now, we know that only blessings come from Yahweh's house, right? They come out of the house of Yahweh. And we also know that blessings are what? They're tests, trials, right? It's not a pile of money. I think they put the money on that first, the blessings of Yahweh and how to receive them, and it had all that money on the cover. So the people would want to look, hey, how can I get that? And then they're like, oh, what? Well, some of them didn't say, oh, what? Some of them said, yeah, I'm going. But some of them said, man, I thought this was how I could make, $100 in 10 seconds. Okay, so I know I showed this back at Pentecost. Matitya 24:15 and Revelation 1:3 says, blessed is the one reading. And then blessed are the ones who hear the one reading, right? In the inner leader, it says, the one reading, let him understand. And Revelation 1:3, it says, blessed is the one reading and those hearing. Remember, he teaches, we learn, right? That's what authority we have. So when you put in reading and Matitya, Revelation, you get 1962 double. Oh, man, this is really nailing it down, because the Vatican was created in 1929, modern day. So it can't be them. But there was two men that started preaching in 1962, opposing Babylon, opposing the seven hills of Rome. And notice, when you add up all the numbers, 327, 1962, 1962, you get 4251, and it means sickness, suffering, a disease, to be weak or sick, fall, put to pain, grievous, sore. Grievous, sore, the seven plagues that the man has been warning us about since when? 1962, he's been preaching about this. Don't forget. Don't forget what your eyes see. You don't see this anywhere but the house of Yahweh. Yahweh reveals secrets to the ones he loves, to the ones that are serving him. Let's go to the next slide. Let's really put some emphasis on it. Revelation 16:1 says, and I heard a great voice out of the house, out of the house. Remember, blessings come where? Out of the house. No, not the house of the gods, out of the house of Yahweh, saying to the seven Malachim, go your ways and pour out the bowls of the wrath of Yahweh, or the judgment of Yahweh is what it should say, upon the earth. Psalm 118:26 says, blessed be he who comes in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed you out of the house of Yahweh. Yahweh's warning the world. He's trying to tell them, look, these plagues are coming because of your sin. Turn from sin and be saved. So put in Psalm 118:26 and you get 1962. Put in, is he who comes in the name of Yahweh, you get 322, pastor's other tag number issued in 2016, right? Well, let's see if this is just a coincidence, okay? Let's go to the next slide. Let's put in Psalm 118, 26, and Matthew 24, 39, where it's also written, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. He who comes in the name of Yahweh, and notice the number 1074. I mean, and it also means cornerstone. Now, remember the cornerstone, 1074. Remember Yahshua and Israel working together, okay, along with all of us, right? And remember, Psalm 118, it's actually 118:22. It should be, that's a misprint there, that this is found in. It's in the same psalm. It's in the same psalm that you find the blessed be he who comes in the name of Yahweh, but it's in 118:22, and it says, the stone which the builders rejected, the stone of Abel, they're rejecting it, has become the headstone or the cornerstone. Let's go to the next slide. Revelation 16:2. And the first went out, it says, and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and there came a noisome and grievous sore upon the men who had the mark of the beast and upon those who worshipped his likeness. The only word I added is the word in 16:1 that says the Moloch, you know, the Molochim. I put in, the first Moloch went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and there came a noisome and grievous sore upon the men who had the mark of the beast and upon those who worshipped his likeness, and we got 1074. Let's go to the next slide. Revelation 16:1, okay, was written 1,924 years ago. Remember, 1924 is when Jacob was born. You get the first number, 727, it means an ark. From 717, to gather. 4362 means hidden treasures, in the sense of hiding. And the third number, 5097, means bush, watering place. You know the burning bush? The watering hole? To lead or guide to a watering place. Bring to a place of rest. To protect, sustain, carry, feed, guide, and lead. Let's go to the next slide. Put in all those meanings, ark and all those things. You get 1884 in the middle, which is what was when that cornerstone, where that cornerstone was laid on the Statue of Liberty. The first number, 3140, means he teaches. 3140 in the Greek means witnesses, to bear record and give evidence, etc. 1884 means a judge, one skilled in law, lawbearer, counselor. 1884 in Greek means to aid and relieve and do service, assist and help. And 1716, the third number in Hebrew, means to gather together as a brood. Remember Yahshua said in Matthew 23:37, he wanted to gather us as a hen gathers her chicks under her wing. And he did, in a chicken house. Right? That's where I'm going to have to stop, because what's coming next? You ain't seen nothing yet. Okay? Because Yahweh is going to show, without any doubt, in 2020, he's going to make it very clear. The vision is going to be clear, okay? At this time, if everyone would please stand. It's been a great honor and privilege to speak with you today. Keep doing the work. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to one of Yahweh's great priests, the great Kahan, Michael Hawkins.
We heard a lot about the cornerstone, didn't we? A lot about the cornerstone. But the world, they don't have any comprehension of that. You know, they don't know. They think they do, but they really don't, right? So to help reveal some more of that, we get to hear from great Kahan Yehuda Hawkins.
Shalom. Please be seated. Take your book of Yahweh or your Bible. I know some of you haven't gotten a book of Yahweh yet, but it won't really be much different in the Bible than what we're working on. We're going to again look at Genesis 3, verse 14. Genesis 3:14 is one of the first two or three pages of your book, the book of Yahweh or a Bible, if you're having to use one until you get a book of Yahweh. Hopefully it will be soon. I mean, I don't know the situation, just as soon as you can, get one. I mean, by all means, don't ever miss that point. I'm going to read how this verse was translated in the King James Bible as well as the DeWay version of the Catholic Bible, and that is, and Yahweh. I'm just going to use Yahweh instead of God. And Yahweh said unto the servant, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Now, it sounds like, you know, that Satan all of a sudden is going to have to eat a bowl of sand every day to stay alive. But that's not exactly what's being said. The word because that is written in Genesis 3:14 is translated from the Hebrew word ki. That's kof yod. Kof, that means a K. This word is listed on page 651 of a Hebrew and Chaldean lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius First, which shows this word, when it is translated by Judges 2:18, letting Scripture interpret Scripture, means, and when Yahweh appointed for them judges. The words has done that are written in Genesis 3:14 are translated from the Hebrew word oshi. This word is listed on pages 569 through 603 of volume 6 of the Dictionary of a Classical Hebrew by David Kleins, which shows this word means to do, to make, to exercise kingship, king, to institute, to establish, to anoint, to appoint one over others. Now, this is important, a king. Now, normally, I don't go in the back door on scripture translation, but there was an important reason for it this time. The word king, when you go through the back door on this research, a new Latin dictionary by Andrews, Lewis, and Short, pages 471, shows this Hebrew word oshit or melek, either one that's used, but it's oshit in Genesis 3:14 would be translated corona in Latin, and would mean an emblem of royalty or crown. Well, not exactly, but that was the way they looked at it. But keep that in mind, and if you want to mark that or bend your page, that verse there about the word has done or have done. The words bitterly cursed that are written in Genesis 3:14 is translated from the Hebrew word arur. This word is listed on page 48 of the Analytical Hebrew and Chaldean Lexicon by Benjamin Davison, which shows this word means to bring on a curse. The word above that is written twice in Genesis 3:14 is translated from the Hebrew word ma, just the letter mem, pronounced ma, which is a form of the Hebrew word man, mem, nun, sefit. This word is listed on page 498 of the Analytical Hebrew and Chaldean Lexicon by Benjamin Davison, which shows this word means on. The word cattle that is written in Genesis 3:14 is translated from the Hebrew word behemoth, from where we get the word behemoth, if you've ever seen that in a classical book you were reading. This word is listed on page 100 of volume 2 of the Dictionary of Classical Hebrew by David Kleins, which shows this word means from a human being and unto beasts, that is humans and beasts alike. In other words, living things or mammals or animals. The word beast that is written in Genesis 3:14 is translated from the Hebrew hait. This word is listed on page 438 of a Hebrew and Chaldean lexicon to the Old Testament of Julius First, which shows this word means living thing in relation to the word before. The word field that is written in Genesis 3:14 is translated from the Hebrew word shaddah. This word is listed on page 683 of an Hebrew and English lexicon without points by John Parker, which shows this word means ground. The word upon that is written in Genesis 3:14 is translated from the Hebrew word ol, that's ayin lamed. This word is listed on page 758 of a Hebrew and English lexicon of the Old Testament by Brandreiber and Briggs, which shows this word means to remove. The word belly that is written on Genesis 3:14 is translated from the Hebrew word gachun. This word is listed on page 190 of Gesenius Hebrew and Chaldean Lexicon by Edward Robinson, which shows this means, the word means to cause a mother to bring forth. Got to change the sheet here. There we go. The words shalt thou eat that are written in Genesis 3:14 are translated from the Hebrew word tekal. This word is listed on page 246 of volume 3 of the Dictionary of Classical Hebrew by David Kleins, which shows this word means to destroy, so as to remove from the world. The word life that is written in Genesis 3:14 is translated from the Hebrew word haik. This word is listed on page 204 of volume 1 of the Dictionary of Classical Hebrew by David Kleins, which shows this word means to live, to remain alive. So this is how this scripture should have been translated in the King James or Douay versions. And Father Yahweh said unto the serpent, I establish thee as a judge over all, but thou hast done this, forsaking me for a king, remember that word, thou hast brought a curse that will be called corona on all, both man and beast, because that virus can kill animals as well as people, and on all that creepeth on the ground. Taken away will be thine ability to bring forth life from the dust of the ground. You're not going to create anything anymore, because all you do is make junk. And thine life eternal shall be removed for what thou hast done. And remember in Revelation it said, Satan is going to be thrown in a lake of fire. Now this is what it would say in the book of Yahweh when we get the next edition out. So Father Yahweh said to the serpent, I establish you as a judge over all, but you have rejected me for a king you have made. Remember, everything's got to be under a big shot. You have brought a curse that will be called corona on all, both man and beast, and on all flesh on the ground. Your ability to bring forth life from the dust will be taken away, and your eternal life will be taken away because of what you have done. Don't be deceived. Satan caused coronavirus. You can take that as an absolute. And corona is in the scriptures. All I had to do is go in the back door. I got the word king. What would be the Latin word for king? Corona. C-O-R-O-N-A. Or in the original language, it would be pronounced corona. But the point of the matter is, this virus is dangerous. And the doctors are saying it's the most deadly virus ever. You could even call it the king of the viruses, I suppose. The king. But it is deadly as corona. And yes, it was hidden in the scriptures on purpose. All you had to do was go in the back door with a Latin dictionary and you would know that when Yahweh was talking about all the evil Satan did, even from the beginning, she, because of the evil she was doing and is doing, caused a deadly virus called corona. And who is the only ones that can fight this? You are. Because you don't eat dead cats, dead rats, dead people, dead dogs, dead pigs, dead fish that don't have any scales. Remember, make sure your food is clean according to Yahweh's laws, not the Talmud, not the laws of the land, not Christian science or anything else. If you have to take time to do it, do it. I'd rather be a little bit late and have something that's not going to get me killed. And I think you should think likewise. I don't say that because I have any quarrel, but I just want you to be forewarned, because even a military general will tell you forewarned is forearmed. But be aware, Yahweh told you coronavirus is coming. Well, it's not just coming, it's now here. And it's always been here. If you study atomic energy and nuclear physics, the atoms that make up this deadly virus have been here all along. And eventually Satan, either deliberately or because of the foolishness she's doing, caused it to make that virus. It is here. Corona is here. But you can defeat it. Now, I don't mean in a fight. You can be safe from it by being at the pillar and ground of the truth, the house of Yahweh, and eating the foods the house of Yahweh teaches you to eat. May Yahweh bless your understanding. And I now turn the services back to the great Kohan Michael Hawkins.
You know, the world is worshiping the wrong coming king, aren't they? They're worshiping the corona. you know? But there's a lot more information going on out there, a lot more news. So at this time, break behind Ilya Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now, of course, in this world, there's a lot of false information that they're offering people, trying to say, this is safety, this is refuge, run here, run there. And we start off by showing this hand sanitizer, and you have to research the archives of the House of Yahweh to find out how Pastor explained this hand sanitizer that's offered in the world is very deadly. It doesn't help. It kills the things that are needed. You actually need some things on your hands. Some things on your body are needed. You can't annihilate everything. But this hand sanitizer, of course, with this coronavirus has come through, everybody has seen a way to make money, to market people. And that's exactly what they're doing. And you'll see where 73 different brands had to be pulled from the market shelves. Not only did they have the proper ingredients to kill things, the microbes that were on your hands or to eliminate bacteria, they were actually harmful to your body if you put it on your body. But it was done to make money. This marketing, everybody's trying to make a dollar off the virus. And if you haven't seen that, watch the news. Everybody's coming up with the latest, greatest thing to make money off a virus. They're not offering any kind of way out of it. And of course, this virus we see, it's actually spreading out. Food chains are breaking down. We already have famine. We already have food that is worthless due to contamination of the land and the water that we see in the farming industries. But they're showing how even the World Health Organization, the United Nations, is saying that we're actually getting to the point where we could break out into a famine in areas that we didn't expect, such as in South America. And it actually shows that down in Brazil and other Latin American countries where they're going back to where some of these people got out of poverty recently, they're actually showing them going back into poverty and not having the food to be able to take care of all of these people. When you hear them talk about climate change, remember what that agreement was, that Paris Agreement. It was to depopulate the earth. It was to reduce the amount of people on this earth. Remember, too many people. By 2030, we need to take care of this problem. While this is taking place, you also have, write down radioactive facilities, radioactive waste facilities, and also nuclear waste facilities. And remember, write down in a big parentheses beside of it, in this generation. You didn't have nuclear waste before this last generation. All of this taking place in this last generation, starting in 1934. Well, from the time they started testing these nuclear bombs, these atomic bombs, and all of the waste that comes from it, they've had to store these things. And then you also have nuclear reactors that in Fukushima in Japan, where they actually had water come in, meltdown took place, and now they have an enormous amount of waste. Well, the knowledge of mankind has come. Japan is saying, we're at our peak now. In one more year, we have reached our peak of what we can do to store this. The only solution we see is we just need to dump it out in the ocean, and it will be diluted. The United States has radioactive waste facilities or nuclear waste facilities, and they're breaking down and they're leaking. And they actually show it. Even the UN Attorney General coming out saying something's got to be done. He refers to it as a nuclear coffin. But it's going to destroy the waters is what they're saying. And then with COVID, it's very important that everyone understands COVID and this disease. And you're going to see them talking about long haulers. Of course, once they get this disease, you're going to see a doctor talking about it, saying that the medical industry doesn't understand this yet. Why does somebody get COVID-19? And understand COVID. COVID itself does not kill, it torments. Once you have COVID, it will torment you for 5 moons. As Pastor said from the beginning, once you have it, it will torment you for 5 moons. But imagine COVID kind of like my glasses here. My eyes aren't too strong as far as reading without my glasses, but if I put them on, it magnifies. And it magnifies a lot. COVID has tentacles. And when it gets into the blood of someone, yes, in the blood, it latches on to your life, what you've done. You can't run and hide what you've put in your body. It's there. And when it latches on, it magnifies. But COVID itself cannot kill. But what it mixes with can kill. It magnifies in the body. So don't forget that, because you're going to see where This last week, the United States had deaths that was actually based out to one death every minute. But this virus is latching on to the lifestyles of people that's in their blood. And that's what's causing these deaths to come forth. Remember, it will torment them for 5 moons. Torment. It's their lifestyle that kills them, and no one can escape that. As Pastor said from the beginning, you know, if we go out and we live in this world, we're going to have to answer for the things that we do. And then from that, with all of these going on like it's not enough, you have the United States and China now more tit for tat, even to the point where the United States recently told China that they need to get out of the consulate in Houston. They're accusing China of trying to steal energy trade secrets, and all of this ties back into the South China Sea. Remember the enormous amount of oil that is in the South China Sea, and they're saying that China's trying to steal trade secrets, so they removed them from that consulate. If you don't know, there's 5 consulates in the United States. There's 2 in California, you know, there's 1 in Washington, D.C., and 1 in Houston. And it escapes me where the last one's at, but you can look it up. There's 5 total, so by reducing that one in Houston, that's where the energy trade is at, that reduced it down to 4. Well, in retaliation, and you'll see where China was burning documents, which is very customary, by the way. When a country is removed from a consulate in another country, they burn all their documents so no one else can get them. They get rid of everything. China, in return, has told the United States to get out of one of the consulates in China. So they've expelled them. And it's a very tit-for-tat. And China's saying that this is going to get worse. Someone's going to have to step it down, or it's going to get worse. But you see, we know there's a nuclear burning that's coming. It's coming. But I remember what Pastor said about the water. Look at storing some water. And remember how he's explained, these things will come very fast. And Yisrael Hawkins is the only one that can explain these things. Please don't miss that doctor when he says, I can't really explain it. We don't know. And they don't know. And you also have Iran. This last week, they were practicing having drills of attacking a U.S. warship. And then the tensions between Iran and Israel. Remember, Israel's been attacking Syria around Damascus. When they're attacking Iran, they just attacked Syria in around Damascus. And Iran has promised that because of the death of the General Soleimani that took place where the United States assassinated him and the things that they're saying Israel has done to them, they have promised they will retaliate and strike against the United States. Notice all of these things taking place in and around the fourth part of the earth, and remember the 7 plagues and what Pastor has brought, and do not forget Psalms 91. The house of Yahweh is the only refuge that is offered to this world in these last days. If this time we could please go ahead and play the news. At this time, if everyone would please stand, I would like to introduce the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh! Oh, this is wonderful. And we got the distance. Praise Yahweh. Oh, you're beautiful, Yahweh. Please be seated. Everything is going exactly the way Yahweh said it would. We want to repeat that this virus, and I've got proof of it here now from their own writings, but this virus is when the last person gets it. The first thing that people miss is the virus has got to be poured upon those who have the mark of the beast. When the last person gets this mark of the beast, this virus, he's got the mark of the beast, he gets the virus. When the last person gets the virus, 5 months and it'll be gone, all of it. We have articles here that's now showing they finally discovered that what we said was true, that this is a lingering illness that is it's not going away. And it's not going to go away, and they recognize this now. U.S. breaks records for new coronavirus cases, 77,000 in one day. More than 77,000 new cases were reported. Now, these are new. 77,000 in one day cases were reported Thursday, beating the old single-day record by nearly 10,000. The daily death toll is more than 900, including a record of 156 in Florida. The coronavirus does not kill. It does not kill. It's the related illnesses that they're suffering from, and some die from those related illnesses. Our hospitals look like a war zone. This is Texas, where we are right now. The 27% in almost two-thirds of the 99 nations affected in the first 11 weeks of the pandemic, the initial coronavirus cases were linked to travelers from its three countries. Get this, Italy, 27% saw the virus arrive via Italy. You know, they kept announcing that it came from China. And I said, not so. It started in Italy. That's where it started. And now they finally checked the records, and they got that straight. Italy, yes, the home of the Roman Empire. The ones who instituted giving the mark of the beast to the world, saying, let's change this. Let's change the Sabbath day. The seventh day is the Sabbath. It's not the first day of the week. There's no authority given in any of the scriptures that shows that you are to rest on any other day. In fact, there's a curse. It shows the curse from Genesis to Revelation. And then in the last five verses of Revelation 22, that's the last chapter, the last five verses, it says, cursed. You're cursed by plagues. That's what the plague means. It's a curse. It was the Roman Catholics that were prophesied to change the Sabbath. That's in Daniel, the seventh chapter. Get our book called The Mark of the Beast. The Mark of the Beast. I wrote it back in 1976. It's got the Mark of the Beast, what they did, how they did it, the history, every bit of the history of it is in that book. You really need that book, The Mark of the Beast. 27% saw the virus from Italy, 22% from China, and 11% from Iran. And of course, they blamed China, but it wasn't China. This article, I got gobs of articles now showing where it did come from originally. Court is not alone. Across the country, many coronavirus survivors with long-lasting symptoms. You get that? Long-lasting symptom. It don't go away for 5 months. The initial virus dies, but the symptoms linger. They will linger for 5 months. After 5 months, they will be over. Now, surely that's plain enough for anyone to see. 5 months. And that's written, it is written in Revelation, the ninth chapter. You really need to acquaint yourself with Revelation 16, at least 1 and 2. That's the first virus. That's the coronavirus, the first plague of seven plagues. And you better get to thinking, you know, thinking straight, what you're seeing is just the first one. And the first one hit the healthiest part of the nation. It hits them all. Everyone who has the mark of the beast is going to get this coronavirus. Everyone. The mark of the beast is Sunday keeping instead of keeping the seventh-day Sabbath. The Roman Catholic Church changed it and said, no, we want nothing in common with the rebel of the Jew. This is all a matter of history. Constantine. A matter of history. We want nothing to do with the rebel of the Jew. So they changed it from the seventh-day Sabbath to the first-day Sunday in honor of the sun god Baal. Genesis 3:5, Satan, if you'll read that, and with this in mind, the preachers all want to ignore it, but it tells you evil like the gods. The gods are evil. They are the adversaries of Yahweh the Creator. Evil like the gods. Genesis 3:5. Read it over and over until you see what I'm talking about. Satan convinced Eve to sin, to practice evil like the gods. And from Eve, of course, here comes Cain, and he preached it. He was a preacher. He brought sacrifice, that is, he brought offerings to Yahweh, people. He brought people to Yahweh, and Yahweh said, these are not acceptable. You've got to keep the commandments to be acceptable. You can't break the commandments. You can't steal something from your neighbor and be accepted by him. You can't rape his children. You can't practice fornication, adultery, sodomy, and bestiality and be acceptable. All of these things come from Rome. It's every day. All you got to do is go on the internet and look it up. I don't think there's anyone in the world that can't figure out internet now, to where you can type in any subject. I notice that Google, they refer every question, every scriptural question, to the house of Yahweh. We're the only ones that have the answer. Yeah. We're the only ones that worship Yahweh in the way that he says to worship him. We serve him. That's what this work here is all about today. It's a prophesied work that you need to know about. Well, it says the long-lasting symptom, particularly women, are dealing with dual frustrations, debilitating health. Their health is going down, and it won't go away. They're saying it won't go away. Yes, if you live long enough, if you live this 5 months out, then from the time you caught it till the time it goes, these symptoms will disappear in 5 months. Heart damage found in coronavirus patients months after recovering from COVID-19, study said. New evidence suggests the coronavirus has lasting impact on the heart, raising alarm for cardiologists who have been concerned about potential long-term heart injury. Well, they got a right to be alarmed about it, because it's going to last for 5 moons. If you got it, when you get it, it's going to last for 5 moons. U.S. surpasses 4 million coronavirus cases. This was July 23. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. surpassed 4 million on Thursday, according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. A million of those cases were reported in roughly the last 2 weeks. More than 15, they think it's going to be over. It's not over. We have got a long ways to go. The whole world is deceived. Revelations 12:9. Now, not everyone has the mark of the beast. They refused it. They buck against it. They're trying to kill them off, you know, all of those that don't have the mark of the beast. They're saying, let us be like the first beast, and they're trying to kill everyone else off, and the wars are going to come. The last two plagues of the seven last plagues. More than 15.3 million coronavirus cases have now been reported worldwide. 15 million. That's a lot of cases. But we're in billions. We're in billions of people. And almost the whole world, I think about 82%, have the mark of the beast. The U.S. has by far the most confirmed cases. That's the USA. The USA is the one that's saying, let us be like the first beast, who had the deadly wound and was healed. The U.S. has by far the most confirmed cases and deaths of any country. I got the statistics there on Russia and China, but I don't have time to bring them. Maybe the next time I speak. The virus had killed more than 143,000 people in the U.S. as of Thursday, up from 131,000 just July the 8th. That's from 131,000 to 143,000 in that short time, just in 2 weeks. Globally, more than 625,000 people have died. Not from the virus now. The scripture says it won't kill you. You'll desire to die, but not from the coronavirus. It's from related illnesses. I've got a thing on, maybe I'll get to it. But if you look up the word plague in Webster's dictionary, then that word plague, it'll give you a few of the well-known syphilis, gonorrhea, AIDS, and so forth. It'll give you about five. And then it'll say, see, disease. Well, of course, the diseases are plagues. You look up that word disease, and you'll see a half a page of the diseases that the whole world are now suffering from. The whole world. A half a page. There's got to be over 100 of them on there. I didn't count them, but it's a half a page, one after another, one word after another. That's a kind of sick world that we're living in right now. Florida is one of those states. Over 10,000. America's steady increase in cases has been fueled by surges in states after they started reopening. Florida is one of those states. They tried to hide from this, but the prophecy had them covered there too. Yael, the second chapter, it tells you about this army. The coronavirus, if you were listening today, you found out this locust, this swarm of locusts, it fits right in and combined here. They tried to hide this, and then, of course, they did slow it down, but they never stopped it. And now they, you know, you can't stay in hiding. And as Yael said, it'll climb your walls. It'll come in your windows. There's no stopping it. This is a great army. It calls it, translates it, peoples there. You'll have to do a little searching, but it'll show you. No, it's not that. It's what they call the locust that refers to this coronavirus that's in the air, darkening the sun, going in the windows, climbing the walls. Well, they tried to hide it for a while and couldn't. Over 10,000 new cases were reported in the state of Wednesday, that's Florida. According to Health Department, the state has now reported 389,868 confirmed cases and 5,632 deaths. Italy's earliest coronavirus strain did not arrive from China. You can see that headline, I hope you can read it. It did not arrive from China. Italy was the first country in the world. For months I kept saying, it didn't start there. It started in Italy. They're saying it started in China. But I kept saying, no, it didn't. And finally, they found out it didn't after all these months. COVID-19, Italians warned to be cautious after slight rise in new cases. Authorities have reminded people in Italy to follow three basic health precautions as the number of infections are still rising in Italy. Yes, you can take precautions. You might slow it down, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to spread to every last person that has the mark of the beast. And when the last person gets it, it will be with that person 5 months, and it will be gone. It stays with everyone 5 months. Now, in some of these cases, you're dead in just a few weeks after the virus is gone from you, but that's related illnesses that causes the death. About 40% of U.S. adults are at risk for severe COVID-19 complications. About 40% of adults in the U.S. have underlying health conditions that would put them at risk for severe complications of COVID-19, according to a report published Thursday by the Center of Disease Control. Certain chronic health problems, such as obesity, diabetes, kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, are known to be more prevalent among COVID-19 patients sick enough to be hospitalized. If you'll be turning over to Revelation 16, we'll try here again. And I won't get very far with it, but we'll take up, it would help if everyone would get the newsletters. I'm struggling to write 2 a week. And of course, these will be going in a book, Yahweh willing. We'll get the book out where you can see this thing progress as Yahweh foretold that it would. The thing about Yahweh, he can foretell the future. If I could just get people to believe that they can believe these prophecies. It looks like this would be it, you know, because Yahweh foretold this. I brought it out in the book, The Mark of the Beast, and then a few months ago, Yahweh had me bring it again before it struck. And just a few months later then, it struck just like Yahweh said it would. It doesn't kill. Yahweh tells you that. It lasts 5 moons. Yahweh tells you that. How did he know all these things? How did he know this wouldn't kill? Think what magnificent knowledge this being has. The being called Yahweh that the world rejected. They could be drawing on that knowledge right now from Yahweh. But they boosted themselves up. They made gods out of each other. The gods are leading them. So you can only be what the gods are who you're following. Genesis 3:5 tells you what you are. You're evil like the gods. The evil is what has brought this 6,000 years of buildup of sin. 6,000 years. It's been building. The curse in the earth is getting worse. The curse in your bodies are gaining ground against everything you do. Even right now, the related illnesses you have, and you could have 100 in your body. A baby can be born with it. Why wouldn't you, when you see a child that is born and you see the evil, this is evil. It comes from the parents, not only from the parents, but the grandparents and the great-grandparents and the great-great-grandparent. They all have an act for putting this into that child. Most of it you can't see in the child's face, but they got it. There's no child being born today that is not afflicted. Some of them have 5 or 6 diseases to start with. And then they add to that the sins of their parents who's raising them. People think nothing. You know, the scriptures in Leviticus 11 shows you foods that should not be eaten. And it tells you, these are unclean unto you. They cause abominations. The word abominations means they have diseases that can be passed from the parent to the child. Then they develop diseases that can be passed from human to human. And that's what we're seeing today. We think we can wear a mask and that will stop it. It's a lie. We wear the mask because we're told to by our governor, and we're told to obey the law in so much that it doesn't conflict with Yahweh's law. Wearing a mask is not conflicting. We obey the laws of the land in the house of Yahweh. One thing that we've been doing that the world, you know, didn't, was the fact that we used essential oils to wipe on our face and hands, and we wear rubber gloves when the shoppers do. Of course, they take all kinds of precaution, and then throughout the day, they take more precaution, spraying each other down before they enter a store to shop. But the world doesn't do that. The world, even though pork, swine, bacon, sausage, that's 99% of your food that you buy in the store comes from pork. The other 1%, like beef, any clean fish, you know, it's hauled in the same truck with the unclean fish. The beef, which is supposed to be clean, is hauled in the same truck with the unclean, with the unclean pork, butchered in the same butcher houses with the unclean, and taken to you. Now, this is what the world is receiving right now. And as a result of this, we got 6,000 years of buildup of sin. that goes into the earth becomes stronger every day. And now the scripture says the earth is vomiting you out. It can't stand you anymore. And the way it's vomiting you out is the earth fighting to save itself, the microorganisms fighting to save themselves, keep the earth livable. They have no choice. If Yahweh hadn't restrained them till this time, you would have already been gone. Man would have been eradicated. Right now, they're going into nuclear war. The last two of the seven viruses, the last two seven plagues, it includes the nuclear burning that you'll read about in Revelation 18. If you haven't read that chapter yet, you need to read it. That's your sixth and seventh plague. We're only in the first one. In Revelation 16 and verse 1 and 2. And I heard a great voice out of the house. That's the house of Yahweh. That a prophesied work that Yahweh said, in the last days I will establish my house. Don't miss the words, the last days. The last days is spoken of as the end. Yeshua spoke of it in Matthew 24, verse 29, as a time we have the nuclear bombs. We'd have increased knowledge. That was your computer that was born in 1934. Then the nuclear bomb that was also born in 1934. Then verse 14 of that same chapter, Yahweh's messenger that was also born in 1934. In fulfillment of Bible prophecy to bring this message to the world, the entire world. In Yahiel, second chapter, you'll find the words, let the skies bring down righteousness. Well, of course, if you didn't know what the house of Yahweh, the prophecies that go with the house of Yahweh, you'd never figure out what that might be. The skies. Think of it. They said, well, the Christians make out like that Christianity was came and they took the message to all the world. No, wrong time. The message they brought, it was written down. The Catholic Church confiscated it and the writing of the prophets. They took it to Rome, where it was hidden for 1,500 years in Rome. Finally, pressure was put on by disease, by the curses coming from the earth, to let the book of Yahweh be printed. Well, they printed it in a King James Version, but they removed the names Yahweh and Yeshua from it, replaced it. They replaced the names with Lord and God. Well, of course, gods are evil. But we got all the people worshiping gods. The word Lord comes from rabbis, dead rabbis. So we got all the people worshiping dead rabbis. And Benedict says, I think the Lord is asleep. He's not answering any of our prayers. Well, the gods and lords can't answer prayers. And that's what the prophets of Yahweh told them all through the scripture. They can't answer these prayers. What Yael says, speaking of this time period, of the locusts, you'd never figure it out on your own. I don't think you would. You could read it, but you'd be more confused. But I'm going to be writing letters. In fact, I'm already writing letters. If you'll get on the mailing list for these letters, you can read them without that, so you can go online and get them. If you don't know how to do that, call, write, or email us, and we'll do it for you. But you can read them if you have computers in your location, and most everyone does, from darkest Africa to, you know, you name it, even Italy. We get information from Italy all the time. One person and his family, this last week, got word to us that they wanted, he was a minister, and I don't know how big the flock was, but he was a minister and wanted to join the house of Yahweh and seeking information to do so. Well, that's one of the ones Yahweh is calling. There are thousands, probably millions anyway, maybe a billion. But there's a lot of them that are worshiping in secret because they're afraid to worship otherwise because they'll draw persecution. But in Yael, it talks about the skies, coming down from the skies. Let the skies pour out. The word pour should get your attention there because Revelation 16:2 says the same thing. Let the Malachim pour out the bowls of the seven plagues upon the earth. Well, at the same time, Yael is saying, let the skies pour out your righteousness. The skies. That's never been possible before until our lifetime, until this generation, yes, and the last 20 years. When we first started putting satellites in the sky, well now, praise Yahweh. Well now, we broadcast here. That's where prophecy said, we will broadcast at my house. And this message from the city, Israel, Texas, city of. Though you're low in number, the lowest of any city, from you, Israel, Texas, will take my word via satellite, and the skies will pour out righteousness. Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you.